Amnesia. This is Dr. Ariel Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, amnesia. What is amnesia? Amnesia is forgetfulness, loss of memory due to brain injury or shock, fatigue, repression or illness, a gap in the memory. The selective overlooking or ignoring of events or acts that are not favorable or useful to one's purpose or position. Amnesia. Amnesty, pardon for the past. Amnesia, forgetfulness. We have a life filled with all sorts of magic. Because we are infinite beings, we know everything. We have all knowledge, we have all wisdom, we have all capacities, and we have the ability to utilize them by saying, I know that I know that I know the divine, and he knows the answer. We have that capacity, which we do not utilize, but we have that. And then we wonder why it is that we forget sometimes. Why it is that we have trouble recalling. Amnesia is a self-created situation in every human being. Every human being, naturally, is their original purity and integrity. They know everything. They not only know everything, they are everything. They have the complete motion picture, the complete video of all past, present, future, everything. Well, should we really know everything, we would know nothing. So what we do is we selectively know what we want to know. And we know only those things that we feel are beneficial for us to know. I have people coming to me constantly in practitioner work, and they say, Dr. Byerly, I have this problem. Heal me. And I say, well, what does the problem, what is this problem that you seem to have? Now, I'm not asking them to make a name for the problem. I'm just saying, what is this problem that you seem to have? And is this problem a problem of understanding people, understanding yourself? Is it a problem of knowing what to do? Is it a problem? What is the problem? Now, the problem is that you just spilled milk on the kitchen floor and you want to know what you should do. Now you say, my God, what a simple thing. Yes, that's it. But with a person who says, I just spilled a bottle of milk on the kitchen floor. I'm in the process of walking out into the dining room with a plate full of food here, and the cats are coming into the kitchen here now. And what am I supposed to do? Everybody's sitting down waiting for the food. Everybody's waiting for me to come walking in. And if I walk across this milk, I could slip because it's very slippery. I could fall, and you know. All these thoughts are going through your head. What should I do, Dr. Byerly? What should I do? You know, and you say, well, Herb, no one would ever say that to you. Well, the things people do say are just as silly, you know. The things they do say are just as silly. They say, Herb, I have a migraine headache, and I've had it for weeks. What am I going to do? And I just say, stop thinking. You know, how do you stop thinking? I say, put a new cause in motion. I say, now, I'm going to hypnotize you. I'm going to tell you that you have never had a migraine headache in your life. You don't know what they are. You don't know what they feel like. You just don't understand a migraine headache. You don't have one. And so then I hypnotize you and I say, you don't have a migraine headache. You have never had a migraine headache. You don't even know what a migraine headache is. And so, click, out you come from the hypnosis, and you have forgotten that you had a migraine headache, you forgot what a migraine headache is, and you forgot all about you suffering under a migraine headache. Now, it's gone. Now, the condition that caused the migraine headache is still there. See, the condition that caused it of making you feel unhappy and making you feel insecure and making you feel unwanted, you know, the condition of just your business going broke or whatever it is, you know, something really heavy duty that pushes your mind around. And so you say, no, I can't go. Oh, I feel so good. I feel so released. They don't even know what they're released from. But I feel so fresh and good. And so, okay, let's party. Let's, you know, enjoy life. And so they're enjoying that. But then he's brought back to his original problem. And so then he worries about it. He worries about this problem. He worries about his business going broke. He worries about all the problems. And worrying about these things, he brings back the conditions of the migraine headache. Now, it can express itself again as a migraine headache, or he can have completely have had an amnesia relative to migraine headache and create something different. Mm-hmm. He can create some different problem in his body. He can create heart palpitations, you know. Mm-hmm. He can create blindness. He can create cancer. He can create 100 million things of which we're not interested in talking. He can create all those things. But each one he would have to play out. And each one he could come and say, I've got the problem. Okay, we'll hypnotize you and tell you you don't have the problem anymore. Now you don't have the problem. But you see, they haven't gotten to the real problem. And most of the time in life we don't get to the real problem. And people who have migraine headaches have a real problem that they're not facing. You see? And people who have cancer have real problems that they're not facing. Now, you say, Herb, that is all so simple. That's so simplistic. Well, if you had amnesia and your problems were gone, you wouldn't, and your problems were gone on which you based your problem, on which you based your illness or your bad condition, you wouldn't have it. You wouldn't have it. Where do you think little children get disease problems? And you say, well, they weren't born with that. That's right, they weren't. Little children, well, yes, they were. They were born with it. Yes, in the womb. They got it from their mother's consciousness. They got it from the television. They got it from the radio. They got it from discussions. They got it from books that mom was reading, all these crime novels, you know, or all these wonderful romantic novels, you know, where everybody's stealing everybody else's lover and stuff like that and doing naughty things, you know. You think that doesn't have effect upon your body? Your physical body? But just imagine if you have an embryo in you, and that embryo is becoming a child, and you're pouring all that garbage into that embryo. My goodness sake. And then when that embryo is born, it's amazing that it doesn't have more problems than it does. It really is. It's just absolutely amazing and beautiful. But it's a shame that it has to have any. But those problems are given to it by its parents who love it dearly and who don't want it to have any of those things. You know, certainly not. But they do it because they have given it the thought that these are its problems. They've given it the thought that these are its problems. They've given it the thought that these are its problems. They've given it the thought. So now, if you can have amnesia about that thought, the problem should go away too, shouldn't it? You see? If you can have amnesia about the hang-ups you got in life, hey, here's a young man. He's 12 years old. And he's going to go to his first dance. And his mother is all flittery about it. You know, you're going to your first dance? Oh, how wonderful. Oh, you're going to have such a good time. And instead, if the mother and the son danced, and the son felt very comfortable dancing, and the mother says, hey, kid, it's a good way to meet girls. You know, he's at that age where he wants to meet girls. Oh, good, 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 good. See, another motivation. Not the motivation of dancing, where you can make mistakes or where you can do dumb things, but motivation of meeting girls, you know. The motivation of going out and having a good time. And the excuse for going someplace. You see, going to dance is just an excuse for going places. As for going places with your girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, where you can hold each other tight or whatever you do with these days, you know. It depends on how far you whirl each other out. The whirling started, you know, in many years ago. And then now they're not even touching each other. They're dancing at that point, but I think they're back to touching. But you see, amnesia makes you forget whatever it is you want to forget. And you're giving yourself amnesia every day. You're giving yourself amnesia about your own happiness. Now, we just read an article here on this Japanese fellow who has found about immortality one cell at a time. And they recently hit on a way to convert any normal adult cell into an immortal cell capable of both living forever and morphing into any type of organ or tissue needing replacement in a sick and aging body. Now, he goes on to say how he was working with mice and doing this, and one of the biggest hurdles in the stem cell research has been getting them. So far, scientists' only option are harvesting new cells from human embryos or cloning those already harvested. Both procedures are fraught with ethical and regulatory red tape. But our Japanese friend knew of another way, in mice. When adult mice are forced to fuse when adult cells of mice are forced to fuse with stem cells, occasionally one of the adult cells reprograms itself, regressing back to an undifferentiated state. Its original purity and integrity, as we say. And then, by studying the chemical signals released by the cells as they undergo this transformation, he has managed to concoct a cocktail of four chemicals that provoke the same conversion. He found a way to provoke that conversion. Now, granted, the technique is not perfect. It works in only a small percentage of attempts and hasn't yet shown to be effective in human cells. Still, it's very solid, very convincing, and very exciting. It's a really important first step. The technique may enable doctors to grow stem cells from adult cells of patients needing treatment. Researchers already envision transplanting ready-made embryonic stem cells back into people, providing cures for a huge range of diseases from diabetes to paralysis to Alzheimer's, and no embryos or ethics committee is needed, the article says. Well, you see, we think the stem cell is such a amazing little creature. Immortal embryonic stem cells are photographed here and shown electrical micrograph that could be created by turning back the clock of adult cells. Mm-hmm. Now, returning to your original purity and integrity, forgetting what has passed. You see, going back to original purity and integrity is not changing anything. It's just forgetting everything that is contrary to your original purity and integrity. And you have ideas that your body is imperfect. You have the idea that you are fat, you're thin, you're short, you're tall. You have the idea that you're weak or strong, or that you're knowledgeable, or you're unknowledgeable. You have all these concepts going on. Your original purity and integrity has your allness in it, totally. And it's there, but you have put on a costume of forgetfulness, which makes you forget that that's your original beingness. Now, these stem cells which now will become a special cell. They should probably give it a new name. You're returning to your original purity and integrity cell. You know, that's a long name. They'll come up with something better than that, I'm sure. But it's giving you amnesia. It's an amniotic cell which makes you forget everything unlike your original purity and integrity. That's exactly what it's doing. Because this outer experience is here, and this inner experience is here. This outer experience will always be, and the inner experience will always be. So are we going to pay attention to the outer experience or to the inner experience? Amniotic, with this amnesia concept, we no longer pay attention to the outer. Mm-hmm. We only pay attention to the inner. And in paying attention to the inner, we empower it to be our only expression. And it's not a matter of changing anything, because the outer, all these other things, they still exist. But they're no longer what is given attention. If you say to me, Herb, add up umpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty-dumpty numbers, you know. And I say, yuck. And then you say, Herb, put down 3, 4, 5, 6, okay, plus 3, 4, 5, 6, plus 7, 8, 9, 10, plus 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, plus. Now, Herb, press total. Now you got the total. Now, hey, I like that. What did you say? Give me the total of blank, 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 blank. And pop, there it is. The autistic children oftentimes do that because they bypass their adding machines. They bypass all. They just go to the original concept, the original purity integrity. They go to the original concept and forget the process. Forget the process. I told you the story about Tag, whatever his name is, up in Minneapolis or Duluth. And he had to take these tests on algebra. And he had heard his dad talking with me about, I know that I know that I know, God in me knows the answer. And so he went to school the next day, and he had no good in algebra. He just was flunking it miserably, or beautifully. So he took the test. But before he took the test, he says, I know that I know that I know, God in me knows the answer. And he just wrote down every answer to each of the questions. Totally. And he got 100%. But the teacher said he's cheating. Because he somewhere got those questions. Somewhere he knew about the questions ahead of time. And I mean, good mind to remember the answers. But he knew he remembered it. But, and so the teacher wanted to fail him and called the father in. And in the discussion, they gave him another test. But they told the kid in this test, write down how you got to that answer. So, okay, I know that I know that I know. I mean, he was asked in the test to write down the answer. So he wrote down the answer. Now he's told to write down how he did it. So he writes down how he did it. You see, his amnesia went from, you know, from the question to the answer. But they wanted him to go from the question to the procedure to the answer, you know. And so he did that. Now, this is how we are. We are using these new amniotic cells that we're doing, the stem cell concept, which, what's the stem cell doing? It's vacating all of the knowledge that our body has that says we got diseases. It's taking away all the concept, taking us back to our original purity and integrity in our body creation, bypassing all those appearances and inaugurating all those experiences, making them of no account whatsoever, and putting us into the main line of our original purity and integrity. Wow. You know, that's true amnesia. Now, people have amnesia, being hit over the head and stuff like that. It joggles their brains and they forget things. But they don't forget everything. They don't forget how to dress themselves. They don't forget how to to bathe themselves. They don't forget how to eat. They don't forget how to speak, you know. They don't forget how to see with their eyes, with their ears, with their hearing, you know. They don't forget these things. So they don't have complete amnesia. They only have partial amnesia. And so they might still have problems. They might still have worries and concerns and other things, or diseases and illnesses. But if you could hit somebody over the head, boing, you know, and have them have amnesia, true amnesia, returning to the original purity and integrity as this immortal cell is being trained to do, wow. Wow. The exception to the rule proves the rule
incorrect.
Doesn't have any validity. It proves it incorrect. Now, you see, they say that when you have these diseases, that's it. And they say, like my friend Irene, remember her? With Irene, she says, oh, do I have permission to be to live? Sure. And but then she had to do some serious amnesia work. She had to put on a whole new attitude. I'm whole and perfect. A whole new attitude, you know. It was a misdiagnosis. See, and then she had a whole new principle upon which she was basing her life. And so she gave up all of the old attitudes. Now, as I tell in the story as it is more advanced, that because she went back to the old attitude later, she had the same old experience.
Mm-hmm.
But that, the fact proves the treatment. The fact that she could release it and be totally healed and back on the tennis court in 6 weeks, 6 months, you know, that she could do that was just amazing and beautiful. Really outstanding, really beyond imagination. And we want to give all sorts of obstacles in the way of amnesia. All sorts of obstacles in the way of this immortality cell here. That he could do it at all. And that it did function in this way at all. Man, you'd think they'd pull out all the stops and put everybody's attention that Bill Clinton would take his complete philanthropic organization and Bill Gates and everybody else and go say, let's develop this. Let's get everybody working on this. Let's really get this thing moving, because that is the thing that's going to bring everybody back to their original purity and integrity in a physical sense. And a physical sense is a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? A physical sense is a good start. And to have amnesia by a physical activity is a good start. Medical doctors, psychiatrists, psychologists try to give people amnesia. They try to make them forget the anger and the unhappiness that they have in the past, and they give them shock treatments, try to shock their brain from remembering. They're trying to kill off those cells of their brain that have those stampedes going on, making them feel that they're insecure and they're sick in some way, you know. And that's not the technique. You don't kill the cells. What you do is you empower the good cells. You empower the beautiful cells that know of love and beauty. It's amazing. It's really, truly amazing. And we'll be hearing more about this. But this is a fascinating project. It's a fascinating program. It's a fascinating experience. But amnesia? Whoever thought that amnesia would come out smelling good? But it does. Because that's what this doctor is doing there. He is the Tokyo University geneticist Shinya Yamanaka. Shima Yamanaka. And then Princeton University geneticist Ihor, I-H-O-R, L-E-M-I-S-C-H-K-A. And then I think there's some other guy in there too. But anyhow, those two guys from Princeton University. You got some pretty high-powered thinkers there. doing some pretty high-powered thinking. And no embryos or ethics committee will be needed because we're working on a chemical cocktail. I like that. The chemical cocktail that says to these cells, go back to your original purity and take, instead of getting drunk on a chemical cocktail, you get purified on a chemical cocktail. And what a beautiful, beautiful thought. By studying the chemical signals released by the cells as they undergo this transformation, Yamahaka has managed to concoct a chemical that is a cocktail of four chemicals that can provoke the same conversion. Utterly beautiful, but not surprising.
Yeah.
It is something I have talked about for a long, long time, and we'll get to the point now. I've had this chemical cocktail be a mental cocktail, and is this mental cocktail will be a matter of, well, here. We read an article this morning here on sleep, and in the article on sleep it says that during sleep we are at 1,000 times a night, billions of neurons undergo a synchronous 1 second burst of non-REM electrical activity, which means that it is killing off our memories. It is killing off the weaker memories that are not our strong things that are necessary for our enjoyment of life. And every night this is doing it, because like I said, the real estate of the brain is so precious. And it's washing this away. So that's what this chemical cell is going to be doing too. It's going to be washing away all of those memories, all of those sleep memories that were enhanced in sleep or were not. And this is why when Mr. Candle tells the little children that if they will think about what they would like to dream before they go to sleep, that when Mr. Sandman comes and sprinkles his pixie dust of wonderful dreams all over them, that they will instantly go to sleep and have these wonderful dreams that they thought about ahead of time. They thought about the beautiful concepts they'd like to have. Now, you say, well, Herb, that's children's stuff. That's real stuff. That's adult stuff. There's nothing I talk about that's for children or adults or anything. It's just a universal concept under all constraints. Oh my goodness. We live in a wonderful world. And it gets more wonderful all the time as we regress, returning to our original purity and integrity. Yes, I'm whole and perfect. I live in my original purity and integrity, now and forever. Create your own amnesia, forgetting all that's unnecessary and beneficial to your world, and revealing the original purity and integrity, which is there and just waiting for us to call upon it, waiting for us to give it his attention. People come and they ask me about healing. They come and ask me about this, and I say, you can't have it. You don't deserve it. How can you say such a thing like that? You're supposed to be in the business. You know, that's right, I'm in the business. But you can't have it. As long as you're going to keep thinking about your problem, you can't have the healing. You got to stop thinking about the problem. But it hurts, it hurts. Stop thinking about it. And train yourself to stop thinking about it. When you stop thinking about it, then you'll start thinking about your wholeness. Or instead of stop thinking about it, start thinking about your wholeness. Start thinking about how good you are. Well, Herb, you got to do something. I don't got to do nothing. Because I already see you whole and perfect. I see you from my original purity and integrity. And man, are you great. Are you fantastic. Wow. Why don't you go and take a look too? And then you'll say, to heck with this other stuff.
That's
true. To heck with this nonsense game. I'm going to play the real game of my original purity and integrity. I'm going to have amnesia toward all that's unlike my reality. Well, you have a wonderful morning and do beautiful things today. And know that I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.